And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:27, up 4 3/4 on the open. March, 8:38, up 5 1/2. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:04, up 7 on the open. March, 8:28, up 7 1/2. May, 7:99, up 4. July, 6:93, up 7. September, $7, up 5 1/2 on the open. December corn opened at 3:90, up 4 1/4 on the open. March, 4:07, up 4. May, 4:16, up 2. July, 4:25 1/2, up 3 1/2. September, 4:30 1/2, up 2 3/4. December, 4:36 1/2, up 3. March, 4:41, up 1/2 on the open. November beans opened at 10:31 1/2, up 2 on the open. January, 10:47, up 2 1/2. March, 10:62, up 3. May, 10:64 1/2, up 3 1/2. July, 10:68, up 3 1/2. August, 10:54, up 8. And November of next year, 9:82, up 1/4 on the open. December soybean meal open at 2:85, up 40 on the open. January, 2:85.50, up 50. December soybean oil open at 44, up 38 on the open. January, 44.50, up 43. At the Merck, December live cattle open at 95.70, down 5 on the open. February, 98.70, down 10. November feeders open at 108.05, down 17 1/2 on the open. January, 108.07 1/2 unchanged. December lean hogs open at 51.40, up 27 1/2 on the open. February, 59.40, up 5. And February bellies open at 85.27 1/2, up 7 1/2 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
How do you play all these outside markets and their influence against the grains?
Yeah. Well, crude oil is trading basically unchanged, and corn's down a penny at 3.85, and November beans at 10.19, down 10 1/2, and D sweet at 7.86, down 11. A couple things. Crude oil is leading the parade, so to speak. Whatever crude oil does, so does the rest of the commodity markets. If crude oil goes up, the dollar weakens, and conversely the other way. The challenging million-dollar question is, when are we going to decouple, from oil and corn, so to speak, and corn and crude oil and soybeans? We do know this, that we're getting a lot of questions and a lot of philosophical talk, and the big question is, are we going to have runaway inflation or are we going to have a major recession? And, you know, that's the million-dollar question. The one thing we do know is that prices have rallied considerably. There's no war basically blocking crude oil shipments, and there's no supply disruption, so to speak. We do think that this is a very unusual thing, and we haven't seen this price push inflation like this in basically modern economic theory or trading.
Do you have any bias on the recession inflation question?
Well, my first idea is that, yes, everything that we're doing business as is going to be inflated considerably at some point in time. But, yes, I'm a realist to feel that we could go into some sort of an economic slowdown. I wish the president would go to Congress and, pound the fist and say we do need energy legislation and get both the House and Senate pushed in that direction, because there's a lot of things they can do and do quickly to temper this rally. But for some reason, Congress just isn't moving, and it's stalemate, so to speak.
Let's look at some particulars, and let me ask you, in corn, Are we seeing a buy the rumor, sell the fact idea against Friday's USDA reports?
Yeah. You know, the debate continues on two things, you know, the acreage for next year and also what the USDA is going to come out with. You know, personally, the two private firms, FC Stone and Informa, had lower estimates, and I'm still in the camp that I think that we had a pretty darn good corn crop. You know, there's lots of corn stored out on the ground in the U.S. at this time, and my hunch is that it's pretty close to unchanged. The other thing is with these higher prices, it has hurt demand, particularly in the livestock industry, and also the cost of transportation is enormous. So we do think that demand has been slowing to some extent, both feed, industrial, and to some extent export. The government has too big a numbers inflated in those numbers already.
What do you make of Chinese officials talking about rebalancing their currency reserves to include fewer dollars?
Well, they also denied it about as quickly as he said it, and he knew it was a major miscue because as a result of that, the Chinese you know, dollar holdings are worth less. You know, my opinion is that it's always hard to sell the U.S. economy and you know, short, because it's been so wonderful for so long, and we do have, you know, probably the best economic system in the world. But the problem here is that as we get more world influences, we are going to see these major market swings take place, and we have to gear ourselves and position ourselves for these major price swings. Unfortunately, who would guess crude oil would be close to $20 a barrel up in almost 30 days?
Is there any truth to the idea that Argentina is trying to tweak the soybean market by closing off export registrations for beans?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. You know, our weather sources and sources in the grain trade indicate that they have a tremendous wheat crop, also a bean crop that's going to be great, and their corn crop is, I think, 23 million metric tons. So, you know, they're going to have a ton of corn to export, a ton of beans, and a ton of soybeans. And the Argentine farmer likes to do one thing. He likes to sell them and sell them quick. And, you know, they're going to have a good market as well as the U.S. farmer to take advantage of these higher prices. So the big question that we get is just how many more acres of soybeans will be planted in South America. And everybody that we talk to say thinks it's somewhere in that 7 to 10% more crop size, and the weather conditions are great down there.
I noted that the overnight rally took December futures in corn for 2008, 2009, and 2010 delivery, all the new contract highs. Do we look out to this market and do anything about it?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of tools that the American farmer has to take advantage of these things, and also there is some price protection tools to take advantage of protecting it in case we do have $5 corn. So the answer is that we are seeing a lot of marketing, and this is one of the most unusual opportunities that we've ever seen. Now, so the answer is yes, and we have tools to help you out in that particular area.
Is crude oil going to go over $100 this year?
Yeah. You know, it T-bone Pickett is probably the biggest prophet we know as far as energy trading is concerned, and this is a price area that he said that could go if there would be any price disruption, and we're not seeing any price disruption, and we're close to it. So the answer is a big probably, but at the same time, is this is going to slow the U.S. economy down. And what we're finding is, well, people will still buy the fuel, but they'll buy less grocery products, you know, meat, and also they'll miss their mortgage payment. So, you know, those are the two areas that we sense will happen in the economy. So maybe fuel consumption's hard to come by. Maybe the next car you buy will get a little better gas mileage than the one you have now. Those are all kind of phased in strategies that we'll see. But cheap energy is a thing of the past.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Current tick, December wheat in Kansas City, 8.16, fast trade there, down 6.25. December wheat at the Board of Trade at 7.93, down 4. July, 6.84, down 2. December corn, 3.86, up a quarter. March, 4.03, unchanged. May, 4.12.5, down a half. And December of next year at 4.32, down 1.5. November beans, 10.25, down 4.5. January, 10.40.25, down 4.25. March, 10.55, down 4. November, 9.80, down 1.75. December soybean meal, 2.83.30, down 1.30. December soybean oil, 43.71, up 9. At the Merck, December live cattle, 95.40, down 35. November feeders, 108.05, down 17.5. December lean hogs at 51.42.5, up 30. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.